All right, welcoming Hugh back into the show this morning. We are getting spicy.
Okay.
Who's the worst drivers, gang? Is it Bayman or Townies?
Ooh.
And here is where you decide how much of your true feelings you want to share with the world.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because how do you evaluate driving? You can base that on a whole bunch of different instances and whatnot.
Absolutely.
And obviously, people who live in the metro area are going to be more used to things like roundabouts than people from more rural areas.
And driving 140 kilometers on the Outer Ring Road?
Yeah, that's true as well.
I think probably both are bad, especially if they're not in the area they're typically in.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So let's share a few of the comments we're getting on social media right now. One from Alyssa. Some people just want to watch the world burn. Yes, indeed, I do.
Alyssa,
congratulations on figuring me out. We've got Jim saying people from Newfoundland. We've got Kayla saying townies. And we've got Mikey saying tar them all with the same brush, all cut from the same cloth. I'm going to challenge you to be very specific about this in your answer. You can also call or text the Ozline to let us know, 709-576-6936. I think there are drawbacks to both. I think on the Bayman side, for example, I think you get people, for example, I grew up in a town that until I moved, there was two traffic lights in entire town.
Mm, yeah.
And that is one of the larger towns in Newfoundland, Labrador, Clarenville. You go to a place where maybe you've got two stop signs in the entire town. Maybe it's just kind of understood what you do where. And then you come in and you got, like you said, all these roundabouts, all these intersections. Like Rollins, what do you do at Rollins Cross when you grew up in Morton's Harbor, for example?
Yeah.
You just fish out of water.
Exactly. What do you do when you come to a roundabout and you're from Morton's Harbor? You go all around the circle, of
course. nice.
But if you are a townie, for example, and you try to apply those same kinds of principles, that same level of get from point A to point B by any means necessary to a place like, for example, Morton's Harbor. I don't know why I'm picking on them this morning. But you look like an absolute psychopath. You look like Targa has come back to town.
You know what I mean? Here's another angle on that is that parking in rural areas is very different than in metro areas.
Man.
And if you're out in a rural community, you're parking and not thinking too much about it.
Sure.
It's on the side of the road.
Yep.
It's wherever.
Yep.
And then once you get into a more metro environment, you stick out like a sore thumb.
Absolutely. As they say, don't fence me in. That seems to be the attitude of a lot of people out there. Let us know. Who is the worst driver around? Is it the townie? Or is it the Bayman?
Call or text the Ozline, 709-576-OZFM, 709-576-6936.